Following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth.
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live, Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokats, and welcome. It is Thursday, January 19th, 2012, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. And we got a great show for you today. In fact, it's a doubly good show because today is show number 840. And that's two times 420, so it's got to be doubly good, right? Joining us from our virtual studio in beautiful Grass Story, Oregon, we welcome our senior news editor, Cannabis Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Russ. Doubly good today.
Doubly good. Just doubly good. We're going to have an excellent show, and we're going to start off with the hemp headlines. That begins with Cannabis Carrie telling us what's latest in the news today.
Well, today the California Supreme Court decided to hear two very important dispensary cases. I'm going to let you know which ones. Also, we're going to go up to Washington, where a hearing on a medical marijuana bill yesterday got its first sighting, and it looks like it might quiet some of those I-502 opponents. Mm. Also, we're going to go to St. Louis. A police officer, a sergeant for the downtown police force, had a very bad day today. I'll tell you all about that. And also, we've got some news from the Colorado Secretary's office, and they're going to tell us if that initiative made the ballot or not. So we've got all that coming up today.
All right. Lots of news to get to. And following that, we'll get our 20 after break. Joining us here for 20 after is our own Ganja John. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Darby Pirates here.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
Oh, and a ton of good smoke.
Maybe not a ton.
Not a ton, but a good amount.
A good amount.
A good amount, for sure.
So how are things going for you, Ganja John?
Going great, man.
All right.
Just chilling. I can't complain about this life.
That's right. We are working on building the studios at Hamsterdam.
Hamsterdam,
we'll get,
yes.
Rolling out some Ganja John shows with all sorts of fun and discussion out there, I'm sure. So yeah. Stay tuned for that. Also, Wiz Coleco in the studio today. How you doing, Wiz?
Woo-hoo.
Oh, wait. Aren't you on there? You are?
Well, I am here, but my mic isn't on. Hello.
You are here.
Glad to be in the house.
Polite applause.
Oh, polite applause. Thank you very much. Glad to make it.
We got all sorts of stuff to talk about in hour two, and John and Coleco will be here for that, so stick around, those of you listening live. Also, we have got some other stuff coming up today, very important stuff today, because comedian Ralphie May was in the news, and at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you all about the story and the update that we've just gotten, but that kind of fits for today's guest, because it is Thursday, and on the second and fourth Thursdays, first and third Thursdays, we welcome Terry Joyce for the Southern California scene. She was on that show, Last Comic Standing, and she'll have all sorts of stuff to talk about. Plus, her guest is Red Beard from 420 Grow Solutions. All that and more coming up today on the Normal Network. Stick around. We're back right after this.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.
Hi, I'm Radical Russ. One of the best things about marijuana is the wonderful aroma. But when you travel a lot like I do, that aroma becomes a suspicious smell. That's why I endorse stealth-products.com, the leaders in smell-proof containers. From smell-proof vacuum bags to smell-proof backpacks and duffel bags, all the way to smell-proof digital safes, stealth-products.com has you covered. stealth-products.com brings you safe, secure, odorless layers of protection with activated carbon fiber. Backpacks and duffel bags are simple black so as not to attract attention with a logo or flashy design. Now, nothing is perfectly odor-controlled from the detection of drug dogs, but with proper vigilance, containers from stealth-products.com will help you avoid nosy humans.
You're now listening to LFB.
Stealth-products.com. Stealth-products.com.
What's up, guys? I'm Rory from Revolution. Chilling at the Spring Fest, San Bernardino, California. Just chilling at the Normal Live. Wanted to say what's up and keep it green.
Weedmaps.com. I'm Radical Russ from Normal. In my job as outreach coordinator, I travel every month. And when I'm on the road, I need a fast, accurate way to find the medical marijuana dispensaries in the area. So I turn to Weedmaps.com. Weedmaps.com has the best dispensary locator online or on your mobile device. Search by zip code or let Weedmaps find you, and in seconds you'll have the addresses, phone numbers, and customer service reviews for the medical marijuana dispensaries in the local area. Weedmaps.com also has a section devoted to helping you find a doctor who understands and recommends medical marijuana under your state's law. You can even check prices on the Medical Marijuana Stock Exchange. Coming soon, you'll even be able to find the listings of Normal attorneys and chapters, local head shops and grow shops, and the best weed-friendly businesses. Weedmaps.com has the information you need to be an informed cannabis consumer. Visit Weedmaps.com today, a proud sponsor of the Normal Network. Inhaling deeply of the sacred smoke.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carrie.
The California Supreme Court decided today to review two lower court rulings that would look again into the legality of regulating dispensaries in the state. During a weekly closed-door session, the judges decided unanimously to hear the cases that deal with dispensary suits in Long Beach and Riverside. In the Long Beach case, an appeals court decided that the city's rules they passed to regulate dispensaries there clashed with federal drug laws, so those rules were struck down. In the Riverside case, a different appeals court ruled that governments do have the right to ban dispensaries, giving local opponents, mainly law enforcement, the go-ahead to shut down dispensaries. The cases will be of particular interest because statewide decisions by the California Supreme Court would impact areas like Oakland, where they have regulations that appear to be functioning without such opposition. Also, the recent involvement of the U.S. attorneys in closing down many dispensaries in Southern California may entertain dozens of federal lawsuits should the state rule favorably to the dispensary industry. There are already lawsuits pending in San Francisco challenging the actions of the U.S. attorneys in California. Many advocates were asking for the review of both these cases, so today's news was hopeful. The Riverside ruling caused smaller governments to ban dispensaries, something that restricts access to patients.
This is, you know, I'm not going to pretend to know all the intricacies of the case law involved in these cases and try to give you some guess as to how the California Supreme Court is going to rule on this. But it is better that they are reviewing these cases than allowing refusing to rule on them, which would allow the bad precedents to stand from those Long Beach and those Riverside cases. I've been getting a lot of emails from some of the folks down there in the Long Beach area talking about the suits that are moving forward and getting review. So we are very hopeful that we will get a positive ruling from the California Supreme Court and that we bring some, order and some regulation to the dispensary industry there so that we can guarantee that these will be allowed to stay open, that communities won't be allowed to deny access to the patients that are needing the medicine. There's just we just hope for the best in this, and we will keep you posted on any updates as we get them.
And we told you about an effort in Colorado to legalize possession of up to an ounce of marijuana. They had turned in about 160,000 signatures, assuring them that they would make the November ballot since they needed only 86,105 signatures. Today, the Colorado Secretary of State's office announced that the signatures turned in will require a line-by-line review. The Secretary's office has rules dictating which ballots require a certification by signature review. The office started starts validating with a sample of the signatures turned in, and at some threshold, they then project how many valid signatures there would be if they counted the remaining signature. If that number is more than 110% of what they need, they can certify the measure. But based on the first review of sample signatures, Secretary of State staffers were not able to find enough of them valid to say with certainty that the measure would pass. They projected that out of those 160,000 signatures turned in, about 89,000, now that's based on the sample, would be valid based on that sample, or about 103% of the signatures they needed. So the line-by-line signature count begins tomorrow, and we will now have to wait until February 3rd to find out if they made it on the ballot or not. Now, if it is approved, which is still highly likely, it will be the very first measure certified for the 2012 ballot dealing with legalization. This week, a second measure that would legalize cannabis possession for adults, but with no limits on the amount you could possess, received the go-ahead from the state board that they can start their signature collection drives. And also this week, we've learned word of a third legalization measure that is making its way to the Colorado Capitol. A group of marijuana activists announced this week that they too intend to file a legalization initiative. So, a very active election year for marijuana law reform groups in Colorado.
That's going to be very interesting as more and more groups put together these initiatives in Colorado, Washington, California, Oregon, to deal with the amount of support they will need to get passed, the money that will be needed to be raised, and the volunteerism that will be needed. And it feels like almost we might be in danger of diluting that pool by having too many of these initiatives. Now, in the Colorado case, where they've already turned in signatures, and in the Washington case, where they also have turned in signatures, maybe there's not much that much of a hit because there won't be that confusion. Did I sign this? Did I sign that? When those initiatives are competing for signatures at the same time. So that's at least hopeful there. Now, as far as this review goes, well, you know, if they get 110% of their estimate when they're doing the initial counting, that's well beyond what we would call in statistics the margin of error. Yeah, you've seen that on polls when they say, you know, within a 3.5% margin of error. And that's because when you get to using the math of big numbers and start getting into statistics, there's only so accurate that you can be with a smaller sample. So in this case, when they're saying 103%, that's probably within what we'd consider a margin error. Now, the good news is we're on the right side of it. We're on the top side of the margin of error with 103. So even if we were, you know, it would take the worst case scenario in that line item count to drop us below the 86,105 signatures that will be needed. So we're still in good standing there, but we hope the best as they do this line by line review, because we really want to see legalization on the ballot in at least one state and hopefully two or three.
A St. Louis Metropolitan Police sergeant is being accused of stealing seized marijuana and reselling it with the help of his brother. Sergeant Larry J. Davis, yes, a 46-year-old supervisory sergeant to the Central Patrol Division Special Operations Group, was responsible for investigating gang drug activities. Sergeant Davis would visit the company branch facilities in uniform to seize packages believed to contain marijuana on the guise that he was taking it to the lab to be tested. But instead, Sergeant Davis was taking them to his house, weighing it out with his brother, 42-year-old Linus Davis, then selling it. Federal authorities now suspect that the selling operation went on from October 2010 until January 10, 2012. He was suspended on the 11th, and now Sergeant Davis and his brother are facing felony counts each on conspiring to possess with the intent to distribute marijuana and also on a charge of distributing marijuana. Both men made their first appearance in court this afternoon. Larry Davis was arrested in his home early this morning, and his brother Linus had been taken into custody and arrested this afternoon. The indictment today is also seeking the forfeiture of two vehicles authorities say they used in the conspiracy. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department released a statement today on the matter, saying in part that upon being notified by the FBI of allegations against Larry Davis, they suspended him immediately and are fully cooperating with the FBI on the matter.
Well, you know, my theory on these things is that nobody deserves to go to jail for marijuana. However, people absolutely deserve to go to jail for being corrupt cops. This is just another example, and don't think this is an isolated incident. These are just the guys that got caught. This happens all the time. We saw in Sierra Blanca, Texas, when Willie Nelson was busted, how 6 ounces of weed became 4 ounces of weed, became 2 ounces of weed, right? We see these all the time. And this is the corruption that's endemic in prohibition. It happened during the 1920s when alcohol was illegal as well. They would seize the product and then it would end up getting resold. This is inevitable. It always happens. We got to stop repeating this public policy mistake that corrupts our law enforcement and erodes the public support for police.
And in the Washington State Capitol, Senate Bill 6265 got a hearing yesterday. The bill is sponsored by Senator Jeannie Cole Wells of Seattle, a longtime proponent of common sense cannabis law reform. Senate Bill 6265 would legalize nonprofit medical marijuana dispensaries, but kick the regulation aspect to the cities of Washington. If passed, the bill could clear up what has been a legal limbo for dispensaries in the state that are left alone in parts and prosecuted in others. Storefront cannabis shops are not explicitly allowed under state law, but most dispensaries are operating under legal loopholes and faith that they will not be raided. Under the new law, there is discussion that the dispensary businesses would boom in the state, especially in some cities that have refused to allow them. But her medical marijuana bill may also have implications in the legalization bill I-502 sticking points, if passed. Initiative I-502 would legalize marijuana possession and distribution for adults, but it also spells out the language that would convict an adult of driving while high, specifically if they are caught with more than 5 nanograms of THC in their blood. She has language in her bill that would require police and prosecutors to have proof of actual impairment in order to convict a medical marijuana patient of a DUI, meaning they would need more than the nanogram limit proposed in I-502 to convict a patient with a state medical marijuana card. Senator Cole Wells says she is optimistic that the legislature can make improvements to the system and allow local governments to regulate nonprofit patient cooperatives. She did contend, though, that the bill is young and will likely undergo some changes as it has both support and opposition. But they will try to work together to get that bill passed. Governor Gregoire vetoed so much of last year's bill, 5073, that was sponsored by Cole Wells, that the plans to regulate a medical marijuana dispensary system provision was blacked out entirely. But this time around, Gregoire's policy staff members have been working with Cole Wells on her bill, although the governor's office hasn't officially endorsed it yet. The dismissal by a federal judge of Arizona's lawsuit to clarify if state employees would be prosecuted for taking part in a regulated market by issuing business licenses has taken the legs out of much of Gregoire's argument about regulating the dispensaries.
Well, this is interesting that we might try to kill two birds with one stone here, deal with the dispensary situation and kind of circumvent some of the opposition to the 5 nanogram per milliliter DUID limit in that I-502 legalization scheme. It'll be interesting to see if this makes it through. Jeannie Cole Wells has always bargained in good faith with medical cannabis patients and legalization proponents, so it's good to see her behind this. I'll get more information from my contacts in Washington State and give you more updates.
Oh, do you need another sports story, Russ?
Yeah,
I have a sports story.
Yeah, the
okay,
Cincinnati
here we
Bengals
go.
Story. Let's go.
I didn't know if you needed one, but I didn't know if you needed another wide receiver on your fantasy football team.
The
Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Jerome Simpson was indicted today on a felony charge of trafficking marijuana in Kentucky. The charge stemmed from a drug sting back in September of last year when authorities tracked a package of marijuana from California to his home in Crestville, Kentucky, a town just across the Ohio River from Cincinnati. The package contained 2.5 pounds of marijuana. But when investigators showed up, they also found an additional 6 pounds of marijuana in his home. Now, if the 25-year-old professional football player is convicted, he faces 5 years in jail. Another Bengals player was present at the time. Authorities raided Simpson's home, and they found all that marijuana. But lineman Anthony Collins was not charged with the crime. The Bengals coach, Marvin Lewis, has come to the defense of Collins and said that he was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, Simpson's been playing with the NFL for the Bengals since he was selected in the second-round draft in 2008. He had a stellar season this year, 50 receptions, 725 yards, and 4 touchdowns.
5 years if this guy gets busted, for the full amount and everything. Meanwhile, how long did Michael Vick spend in a jail cell for torturing and executing dogs? How long was that? I don't think it was 5 years, was it, John?
It was like a year.
A year and a half, something like that. But this guy, Jerome Simpson, 5 years for the weed. Yeah, this just gives you an idea how messed up our priorities are in this country. When we look at the sentencing of, you know, even these guys who are NFL superstars, although I guess you could make the argument Michael Vick is far more a superstar than Jerome Simpson, but still, Simpson had an amazing year this year, and, well, I hope the best for him. Again, nobody deserves to go to jail for weed, and we'll keep you posted on any updates on the Jerome Simpson situation. Also, a quick announcement here for the schedule of the Normal Network. On Mondays now, you will be able to catch, after the Drug Truth Network, a couple of new podcasts, little short podcasts from Waco, Texas. That's right, Normal of Waco's Denton Ramsey and Professor Bluntston will be bringing you Canna Truths and Reefer Rhetoric every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern. Great to have some podcasts from Texas. I'm loving to put more voices on from places where they're really fighting the fight to end prohibition, and they face severe jail time.
I think it's time for a break, Russ.
I think it is time for a break.
I didn't think you turned on my mic at first.
Oh, I got your mic on, baby.
You really got this show down now.
It's 20 back after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would send you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Make sure you join us at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup taking place in Los Angeles, California, February 11th and 12th. Ganja John will be there.
And we're just calling it the Cannabis Cup.
Wiz Khalifa will be there.
Most definitely. And I will probably be soaring, much like this tune.
Cannabis Carrie will be there.
Oh my God, I'm so going to be there. I'm already there, actually, in my mind. I'm already there.
You can check out online at MedCan Cup.
Hey, what's up, man? Shotty Slim, a.k.a. I don't know what I'm talking about, man. The contact in here is crazy.
There's going to be a lot of that.
A lot of that. Check out the MedCanCup.com. It's just MedCanCup.com for more information. Tickets are going quickly, and hotel reservations are going quickly, too. So get there as soon as you can. There'll be seminars. There'll be vendors. There'll be, of course, great music and the Cannabis Cup itself. I'll be there on a panel. We'll also be streaming live on the Normal Network. And bringing you maybe some exclusives from the VIP party. It's going to be a good time. High Times Cannabis Cup, Los Angeles, February 11th and 12th. Check it out, MedCanCup.com.
Pot and I like it a lot. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. There's nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting those who smoke marijuana responsibly. To learn what you can do to help, contact Normal at NORML.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today we bring you tunes for Groovin' Thursday, our salute to all the dopest beats and killer rhymes that we find in the best of rap, hip-hop, soul, R&B, and funk.
If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tune.
Aw, thank you, Dan Michaels. Dan Michaels Audio doing our voiceover work. There's nothing funnier than making a white Norwegian from North Dakota say dopest beats and killer rhymes.
Or my name.
Or Calico Castile. There you go. Hey, folks, pulling up a Groovin' Thursday tune for you from the IOTA promo net. And I got nothing on the band. I know nothing about them. I could not find any information about them on the net. The website just listed this tune, but the name of the tune I thought was perfect. It was a backing cut on a single they put out called Up to You, U-P-T-U, Up to You. And the group is called Fusion Unlimited. The song is missing from my list. I don't know how that happened. I had it there earlier. I'm going to have to go get the song now. But the song, it happened on one I don't have anything to read, right? Of course, that's the way that has to go down.
Well,
but
they don't exist on the internet. That's why.
That's the problem. I didn't have anything to say. But Fusion Unlimited, the song is called Smoke, Drink, and Cut. This is the street version. Enjoy for your Groovin' Thursday Daily Toker Tunes.
Okay, this is the winner right here. Y'all now tuned into Mr. Joel Christopher Ortiz, baby. J-O-E-L-L-O-R-T-I-Z. That's the name of the future. I got the game in the stupor. I'm having fun with it. I got my Nike in the door. Now I'ma run with it. Son did it. That's the talk on my block now. My, what's good? And all of the ladies stop now. They give me that groupie love. Singing, hating like they only talk to do because what? You think it's only because I rap? Nah, I ain't gonna front. Probably is because I rap. But fuck that. I gotta take it how it come. I'm fat. In fact, I'll wrap the clothes off they back. It's back, they back. Attack the back of they beautiful body. Shorty like, that wasn't nothing you should do to somebody. Shorty right. Well, listen, ma, what's done is done. I had fun. Put on your clothes. It's time to go. One. Let's go. My life is crazy. All I do is smoke, drink, and cut.
Cut, cut, cut.
My girls is crazy. You can sit your drink on paper.
But don't go, don't.
My truck is crazy. All I got to do is pull up like, ah. My life is crazy. All I do is smoke, drink, and cut.
Let's get bent, y'all.
Throw a little more haze in that backwood. Hypnotic in that brown cognac. Ugh. Got me feeling like Lou Ferrigno. Bill Bixby had me toss you through a window. So many pretty young things in here. But for some reason, you seem to want to look over here. So like one more stare or any little eye glare. When the club closes, you'll still be in there. Yeah, and we'll be headed to the after party. Ain't no more room in the truck, shorty, laugh somebody. Don't act brand new, can't you? See that we ballin', mommy, and you could be a member of the team for the night and do every last thing that you dream in a night. Shorty, stop the procrastinating. I got a Marriott room and a mattress waiting. Come on.
My life is crazy. All I do is smoke, drink, and cut.
Cut, cut, cut.
My girls is crazy. You can sit your drink on paper.
But don't go, don't.
My truck is crazy. All I got to do is pull up like, ah. My life is crazy. All I do is smoke, drink, and cut.
Let's get bent, y'all. All eyes on the kid and you know why. They see the wrist, see the neck, see the dope ride. They see the ear, see the pinky, see the glow ride. I live that life.
Yeah,
yeah. I do things on the spur of the moment. I don't plan, understand, ma, I'm young and I'm holding. I get it popping from the club to I hop. Then I hop to the telly truck with my flop. A little verse that I smoke from crowbar. But first we gotta make a short stop like no more. I gotta pick up them prophylactics so I'm safe when I spray. Bend over backwards.
My life is crazy. All I do is smoke, drink, and cut.
Cut, cut, cut.
My girls is crazy. You can sit your drink on paper.
But don't go, don't.
My truck is crazy. All I got to do is pull up like, ah. My life is crazy. All I do is smoke, drink, and cut.
Let's get bent, y'all.
Hey, tokers and tokettes, this is Radical Russ from Normal Show Live. We're proud to be the voice of the marijuana nation and proud to have you on our team. Now, you can represent NSL in your own Normal Show Live gear from handmadeapparel.biz. Adam Hand of Handmade Apparel is one of us and a huge supporter of our show. He's designed the classic Blockhead line of NSL shirts, hoodies, hats, and more. Worn by Radical Russ, Cannabis Carry, and Ganja John on the show and at live events, the designs feature their iconic logos and the It's Got to Be 420 Somewhere in the World tagline.
Proceeds directly benefit Normal Show Live and HandmadeApparel.biz, one of our community's strongest supporters. You can also get your Cannabis Cure UK, Ganja John Show, Irie Island Hour, and more gear from the Normal Network at HandmadeApparel.biz. Visit HandmadeApparel.biz today.
Five favorite stoners to smoke with, huh? Wow, that's a great question. In the industry. Okay, Red and Meth, yeah. Tommy Chong, yeah. Snoop Dogg, and who's the other one, man? Willie Nelson. Although I haven't smoked with Willie yet, he's next on the
weed.
That's Hoovy Valley, Hoovy Ha.
Weed.
Where any office boy or
it's time for a return to the epicenter of American cannabis culture. With our guest, you know her from season one of NBC's Last Comic Standing. It's the Hollywood Hempress herself, Terry Joyce.
Hey, Terry, we got a new intro for you. How do you like it?
I like it. It's nice. Who's doing the voiceover on that?
That gentleman's name is Dan Michaels. He's the voice of the Ed Schultz Show, the North Dakota State Bison, and other stuff. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely like it. I knew it wasn't you. I was like, oh, there's someone different here. Something's different today.
Well, welcome back, Terry. And as the intro points out, you were a finalist on the season one of NBC's Last Comic Standing, and I'm so glad that today was your day because news came out. I don't know how new news it is, but news came out about Ralphie May quitting weed, and I just wondered if you had anything to say about that.
Well, you know, I do have something to say about that. It's funny because I noticed in the mention on Twitter, I went, Ralphie's quitting weed? Like, first of all, I don't believe it, okay? And I'm thinking, what, are you wanting to be cast on Disney? I'm not sure. What is the motivation? Like, why? Why, Ralphie? Because he was smoking more weed than I was back then. I don't mean to, like, judge or anything, but, you know, he was like my weed Buddha. And now...
The weed Buddha.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
Well, the report, of course, is that Ralphie got really sick. He got this really bad walking pneumonia, and he was just hacking up, you know, phlegm and felt like he was going to die. And the way the TMZ painted it, is he said that weed nearly killed me, thinking that it was just the weed, you know, not like the pneumonia. Hello.
Right. I feel bad that he's, I don't know. I always wonder about this kind of stuff because, like, right now we're getting into such a political arena surrounding weed that, even if you, like, personally choose to not use it for whatever reason, because, you know, my advocate, I always advocate or I want to believe or I say out loud or however, it's like, I don't believe that anything is for everybody. I couldn't say, well, you know, it's, you know, marijuana is right for everybody's personal life. But at this time, to take a punch at it and say that it nearly killed you or however, or to put it in the same category as tobacco, I would think that maybe it would be important to reconsider that. And again, TMZ could be twisting it around. I mean, mm-hmm. Maybe he didn't really say it that way either.
Yeah, that's something I'm going to take a look at in the next segment. I've got some of the posts and some reporting from one of the Tampa newspapers on it, as well as Ralphie's most recent update on Facebook. So we'll delve into that a little later. I didn't want to take up your whole segment with it, but knowing as you knew him personally and still know him personally, I thought your commentary would be welcome. All right, so from your weed Buddha, let's go on to talking about yourself, the Hollywood Hempter. You've got a show here on the network that's on tonight, coming up at the 10 o'clock Eastern hour, 7 o'clock Pacific, Hollywood Hempress Hour. Tell us about your show and guests you got coming up.
Yes, the next episode that we have coming up, first of all, the last two episodes I've really been excited about. I have Lee Popa, who is a mixer, a musician who works with Tool and Ministry and all those different kinds of bands, Living Color. And he had a partial liver transplant and he uses medical marijuana to deal with the pain. And it's very effective for him because it numbs the pain but allows him to still be creative. That's a really great interview if you see that in our archives, as well as I was able to interview George Clayton Johnson, who is the science fiction writer of Logan's Run.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Original... Yeah, the original story of Ocean's 11, and he also wrote the first Star Trek episode. And he's a longtime friend of Jack Hare and a supporter of cannabis. And his interview was just absolutely amazing. I'm actually going to bring him back and do 2 hours on him and do a split show on him, because he's so prolific, and his mind is so amazing and brilliant in his thinking that I wanted to spend some more time and just getting his nuggets of wisdom. The most recent one is we had yesterday with DeJay Coupe. We did a dedication to a poet and gay activist, Richard Kearns, who just recently passed away. He also was involved with us with the medical marijuana float that we did a few years back. And she did a dedication to him. And then we had a big old heated debate about the potential of the corruption of Jose Huizar, who is really gone on the bandwagon to close our dispensaries down here in Los Angeles. Although, just to give a little background about him, the FBI has put him under investigation recently when he was going for election. And he it's said that he funneled funds from the Clean Air Act in East Los Angeles to pay for his exorbitant staff costs.
Oh.
So those have been the updates and the most recent topics that we've been talking about. But my guest today is a medical marijuana activist. He's also been on this show before, Normal Show Live, about a year and a half ago. And he's been regularly sitting in on Hollywood Hempfest Hour as well. And he has created a new niche market, or I don't know if it's how, I'm sure that there's other people doing it as well. But he has a website called 420 Grow Solutions, which is an alternative for people who may want consultation for growing in their home, and as an answer to a lot of the controversy that's happening around the instability of our dispensary. So I want to welcome to the show Redbeard.
Hey, Redbeard, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And we've got this running joke on our show, and I have to ask, as a man named Redbeard, you have not been or are not currently a pirate, sir?
I have not been, or I am not currently a pirate. No, sir. I think I have passed the muster. Thank you, sir.
Pirates here.
All right.
It's good to be on the show with you guys again. Jesus, well, great to be back.
Welcome back. So 420 Grow Solutions, tell us what that is doing. How are you trying to help out the patients there with 420 Grow Solutions?
Well, I've talked to a lot of patients because I'm involved in a lot of collectives, and a lot of the patients are getting really worried that the feds are just getting too squirrely, and they're afraid that the place where they go to get their medication is going to get shut down, or even worse, they might be in the lobby when the feds come through the door. And I have a lot of dear friends and patients that are afraid of that situation taking place. And we've come up with an alternative. I have 420 Grow Solutions, and what I do is I tell people, look, we'll come in and we'll assess your proposed area. We'll give you an estimate. We'll set everything up for you. And if you want us to just set everything up and go, and you're going to be a gardener on your own, you can do that. Or for some of the people, they don't know how. So I've created a service for them. We use only certified tenders that'll come around, and it's just like hiring a gardener that comes around once a week to do your plants outside. Once a week, we'll come around and we'll take a look at your stuff. We'll tell you what to do during that week, and we'll give you continued consulting services, attending services. And if you like, we'll take you all the way through harvest and trim. And if you don't want anything to do with anything at all, we'll do the brokerage for you. We'll give you your medication that you want out of it, and you can wipe your hands of it. And it's an alternative for people who really want to have their own medication. They want to give back to the community of patients of anything that's left over after they get their cost. And we just feel that this is going to be a safer alternative. If the feds come in and they shut some of these places down, we don't want to be without medication.
Right.
And people don't want to be at the mercy of criminals.
Absolutely not. And we're speaking with Redbeard from 420 Grow Solutions here on the Southern California Scene with Terry Joyce. Tell folks how they can get in touch with 420 Grow Solutions, and what is your service area? I mean, how much of California do you cover?
Well, right now, this is something that we had just kind of started up here in the San Fernando Valley in Southern California. And people can, of course, find me at 420growsolutions.com. And we're working this area down here. We're trying to help people here. We're planning on expansion. And you know, the big thing is the message that needs to be given out is whether it's us or somebody else. You know, I got to be good friends with Jack before he passed, probably for a year before he left. And we did some business consulting together. But the one thing that he always used to say, and he used to say to me every time we would talk about the feds, is he'd say, to hell with them, grow your own. And I kind of took that as a mantra. It's to hell with them, grow your own. Mm-hmm. And so no matter who you are across the country, if you live in a state that allows you to grow some plants, you should get familiar with how to grow those plants, because we don't know how much longer we're going to have safe distribution until things go through court. And I don't want to see one more person go to jail for this wonderful plant.
Yeah. And, you know, the act of growing is a political act. You're furthering the distribution of this plant and the techniques behind it and maintaining this the genetic diversity that we all require. So commend you for doing that. And I commend you for doing this service, because you're right. I mean, we've got to be self-sufficient. We've got to make sure that we can take care of ourselves. And I'm speaking not just with respect to the medical marijuana community. I think this is something more broadly, in general, that society needs to start looking at, is how to take care of ourselves, how to live locally, how to live sustainably. And I think what you're doing is a small part of that. So thank you for doing it.
Well, I thank you for acknowledging that. But you know what? We're not trying to recarve the wheel here. You know, this happened with vegetables in the 30s and 40s,
sure,
before there were giant supermarkets. People used to grow vegetables, and we used to have farmers markets where people used to get together. And nothing would make me happier in my vision of this world as to have a bunch of people that I could call friends that grow six plants in their closet, and when they're done, they'd be happy to trade me two of my ounces for two of their ounces. And I would love to live in a world where I could just trade my tomatoes for chickens, my ounces for plants, and to be able to barter with people in a system that really is a system I trust in.
Yeah, well, good luck on that. And, you know, I'm hoping for better solutions than what we've been offered so far, because it just seems to me inevitable that we're coming to a collapse if we don't do something about that. Let's talk about, Red, and Terry, for that matter, let's talk about this crackdown that's happening and how the patients are dealing with it, and what's the feel down there in Southern California right now. I mean, we're headed down there in just 4 weeks, I believe, and I want to know what we're walking into.
Well, I feel, and it's funny, we're talking about it a lot on the show. When I actually meet people or I talk to them about it in person, I don't feel that they're really aware, or it's almost like they just kind of go, oh, yeah, and they seem to be, it's like business as usual. That's kind of like,
yeah,
my take on it. It's like, don't you see that there's something coming down the pike here? And really, I feel that there's a need to start to take action about it. I'm kind of stunned by sort of the lack of acknowledgement of it.
Complacency. I've got to agree, Terry. I've been out at a whole bunch of new collectives recently because I'm trying to promote 420growsolutions.com. And I've got to tell you, I absolutely agree. There's a sense of complacency, almost like they don't believe anything is going to change, and that there's always going to be this place that they can now go and go through the door and show their ID and go into this Baskin Robbins, if you will, of 31 flavors, and they just think that that's going to be there forever. They don't see this as an issue at all.
Mm. You know, and that's part of what we try to do here, is to make sure everybody is educated on this and is aware that this is no time to rest on our laurels. I think after 15 years of medical cannabis in the state of California, maybe some folks have thought that, you know, the battle's over, but I think it's really only just begun. We're starting to see what, you know, Dick Cheney called the last throws of the insurgency. That's what we're seeing,
yeah,
in this drug war. We're seeing the last throws of a drug war ideology that cannot cope with the fact that the public now supports what we're doing.
Yeah, it's hard for them to let go, Russ. There's so many people that are in place that earn a living off of, just let's talk about just the incarceration of people. You know, I mean, there are too many people that make blankets and paint cells and do maintenance and send canned foods and live off these places. I mean, it's a whole economy that they're afraid we'd implode if we were to give in to these people. And so there's more of a motivation there than them just being good old boys. There's a financial motivation for these people to hang on to things as they are.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, I have to wind up the segment, but I want to thank you, Redbeard, 420growsolutions.com, for, you know, helping people learn how to grow themselves and how to, you know, help them set up their initial grows. That's very helpful. Terry Joyce is on tonight on the Hollywood Hemptress Hour. Check that out at the 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific segment. Hollywood Hemptress Hour tonight. Dejay Kuti's on. Any other guests on the show tonight?
Well, tonight we have Tim Ryder and also Dan Hankin back on the show with Cannabis Clubs United with the Community. They actually are creating a shuttle business from Pasadena to Eagle Rock for patients because, you know, Pasadena shut down their laws. They don't allow dispensaries here, so they're offering a new kind of service. So we have them on the show.
All right, that's excellent. So check that out later on. And big thanks to NewDissidentRadio.com for allowing us to replay the Hollywood Hemptress Hour. You can check out the NewDissidentRadio.com page, and I suppose through HollywoodHemptress.com, or is it HollywoodHemptressHour.com?
We have HollywoodHemptressHour.com, and we're also on YouTube underneath Hollywood Hemptress.
All right, thanks a lot, Terry Joyce and Redbeard, for joining us. Appreciate it.
No problem, buddy.
All right, when we come back, Radical Rant, we'll talk about Ralphie May.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hey, this is Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger Seeds, TGAGenetics.com, and you're listening to Normal Show Live.
It's tough talking to kids about marijuana, especially if you might be a parent who dabbled a time or two in your youth. So to help you out, get your copy of Dr. Mitch Earlywine's latest book, A Parent's Guide to Marijuana. Dr. Earlywine is an associate professor of psychology at the State University of New York at Albany and an expert on the studies concerning marijuana, its effect on health and society, and the methodology behind the statistics. He is a frequent guest here on our daily audio stash. Dr. Earlywine lays it all out without the propaganda and scare tactics that parents know won't work with teenagers. He presents a rational understanding of cannabis, what it is and what it isn't, and why kids shouldn't be using marijuana. You can order today through Amazon.com or check our links at our blog, stash.normal.org.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa. Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
Let's get out of here. I have some really good weed back at the hotel.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Will. I don't work at a used record store. I don't own an iguana, although I'm sure they make great pets. I don't have dreadlocks or play the acoustic guitar. I can remember quite well, thank you, and no, I don't constantly have the munchies. When 420 comes around, I've still got 40 minutes of work left. I've never hit a girl on a bike with my car or shot my friend with a shotgun. I've never had to apologize for letting a girl I was watching drown in a pool while I was getting high because, duh, I wouldn't be getting high if I was around children. I'm a regular guy who works regular jobs, just like the majority of all Americans who use marijuana occasionally and responsibly. My name is Will, and I'm normal.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Hoo-ah!
Radical Rant.
Well, as I began my day today, I checked out the headlines, and according to TMZ, you know, that bastion of great journalism, TMZ, former Last Comic Standing finalist Ralphie May says, quote, And this is their headline from TMZ, quote, "Weed nearly killed me," end quote. Now, if you don't remember Ralphie May, here's Ralphie May. Here's a picture of Ralphie May. You remember him from Last Comic Standing. He was in the first season. He's a very, very funny guy. Very, very, very good. Great comedian.
Yeah. Also, a recent PhD, really intelligent. No, no, he's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Go on, Russ.
Thank you. But anyway, Ralphie May, according to TMZ, they said, "Weed nearly killed me." I'll read you from the TMZ story here. It says, "Last Comic Standing finalist and outspoken weed advocate Ralphie May is finally calling it quits on the sticky icky, telling TMZ smoking marijuana nearly killed him last year, so he's giving it up for good. May tells us he was diagnosed with walking pneumonia." No word about the boogie-woogie flu. I'm sorry. "Before taking a cruise last November. But the condition quickly got worse, and before long he was holed up in the boat's infirmary with a life-threatening lung infection. May tells us, quote, 'If I hadn't been a 20-year weed smoker, it wouldn't have been as bad,' end quote." All right, so I read that, and that made me, it's like, okay, you know, you want to quit smoking weed, that's fine, right? But I don't like the promulgation of any reefer madness stories and this idea that the weed nearly killed him. I got a problem with that. So I looked it up, and according to the report, May claims to have been consuming a quarter pound of marijuana per week. A quarter pound per week. Now, a look at RalphieMay.com, I went to check this out, gives us a comment that he tweeted out in protest. He said, this is Ralphie May. He said, everyone, TMZ took a quarter of what I said and made an article. Please, if you'd like to read what I said and tried to post on their site, go to my Facebook. So I did, and I found some posts that explained, and I assume it was written by his wife, his bout with walking pneumonia in great detail. Now, I also found a story in the Tampa Bay Times that explains in more detail that didn't even mention weed at all, by the way, in the story. Here's from the Tampa Bay Times. "The worst it got," said Ralphie May, "was when he began coughing up wads of foul phlegm the color and consistency of peanut butter. Quote, 'I felt like I was drowning in it,' said May. 'I stayed awake for 5 days. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I felt like I was getting stabbed in one of my lungs,' end quote." One of the most popular touring comics in America, he sold out Ruth Eckert Hall in April. May knows that if he'd kicked the bucket... May knows that if he'd kicked the bucket in Tampa, some of his fans might not have been shocked by his death. Quote, they'd probably just put it to me being obese, he said, and just write it off like that. So what happened? Start with the schedule. Quote, this is Ralphie May again saying, quote, "The first 7 months of this year," May said, "I slept in my bed a total of 17 nights. That's how you get sick," end quote. All right, now look. I don't begrudge anyone who wants to stop smoking marijuana. I mean, that leaves more for me. And certainly, smoking a quarter pound of anything every week is probably not a positive for lung health. But being on the road 92% of the time, and the late nights, and the parties, and the drinks, and the substances that come with it, oh, and weighing close to 400 pounds... are far more dangerous to Ralphie May's health. After all, the Journal of the American Medical Association just concluded, quote, "long-term exposure to cannabis smoke not associated with adverse effects on pulmonary function," end quote. Of course, that was a study of moderate use, and specifically warned, these are not the Cheech and Chongs of the world. This is from the study. What's more, there was some evidence that very heavy users, those who smoked the equivalent of a joint a day for 40 years or lit up more than 25 times a month, might lose lung function. Okay, so joint a day, when you're talking a half-gram joint, Ralphie May is talking about smoking 0.57 of an ounce a day, over half an ounce a day. Okay, sure. For 40 years, might lose lung function. But because the number of heavy users in the study was small, researchers say they aren't sure whether those trends are valid or not. The jury's still out about smoking marijuana, especially with heavy smokers and long-term chronic use, said one of the study's authors, who reviewed the health effects of smoking marijuana on the lungs but was not involved in the current study. There are a lot of studies that are conflicting. So, yes, there may be worse outcomes in pulmonary health for people that smoke over a half ounce a day as opposed to a half-gram joint a day. But to say, weed nearly killed me, When it was pneumonia that nearly killed you is sensationalist and inaccurate, whether Ralphie May said it or whether TMZ twisted it and made it sound like he said it. Especially because we know, according to this study that I found, obesity may boost pneumonia risk in men. According to the study, after accounting for factors such as lifestyle and education, moderately obese men, those with a body mass index between 30 and 35, had a 40% greater risk of pneumonia compared with those of normal weight, a body mass index of 25 or less. But men who were severely obese, having a BMI greater than 35, were more than twice as likely to get pneumonia. Now, Ralphie May's BMI, what, high 40s, lower 50s? So, you know, more than twice as likely to get pneumonia there. The study continues, after the researchers accounted for chronic diseases diagnosed during the study, the effect of obesity among men disappeared. It seemed that obesity's role was played out through related ailments. The authors note that diabetes, for example, has been associated with a 25 to 75% increased risk of hospitalization for pneumonia. In addition to its relationship with chronic disease, the researchers suggest other routes by which obesity could impact pneumonia risk, a decrease in immunity, a higher risk of aspiration, and that's like your those sleep apnea guys, you know, they get real fat and they can't breathe at night, right? Reduced lung volume, all the fat pressing down on your lungs, you can't breathe in as much, and an altered ventilation pattern. All right, so that's, you know, what I got this morning. And then as the day wore on, Ralphie May finally took to his Facebook page and posted an update with his explanation. He was reacting to a lot of the comments, and he was getting like thousands of comments on this. And he said, quote, "Yes, you are all right. I am fucking really fat. I have a very low metabolism, and the estrogen in marijuana made it worse." Yeah. Okay. So we're going to go from the weed smoking nearly killed me, right, from the unproven assertion that the weed smoking exacerbated his pneumonia, to right to the marijuana kills testosterone reefer madness.
Yeah, all that weed gave me titties.
That's what it was. That's what gave you the man boobies. Don't believe that tripe from your doctors, Ralphie. I found a bodybuilding site of all places today. And you know, bodybuilders, they're into these hormones and the testosterones and the estrogens and all that kind of stuff. They're really onto that science. So I found this bodybuilding site that had a fairly decent rundown on the studies on marijuana use and hormone levels. Now, the bottom line, in a petri dish, when you expose a bunch of rat cells to extravagant amounts of pure cannabinoids, you see some estrogenic effect. However, when you try to duplicate those results with actual living rats, the estrogenic effect, quote, could not be demonstrated. More important, when you survey humans who have been chronic cannabis consumers, we find their testosterone levels were, quote, within the range of normal. But to give Ralphie May some credit, he also posted within that post, "I loved smoking weed," loved, past tense, "I loved smoking weed and may go back to it someday. Its positive effects for me weren't to get high, but rather anxiety suppression, pain management, and stopping back spasms. I have a perfect storm of health problems, and since I stopped smoking weed, I have allowed my lungs to heal. I have had two types of pneumonia and coughed major pulmonary embolisms that almost killed me. The great medical staff at Tampa General Hospital saved my life. I travel too much. I don't rest enough. I'm always on the road. Weed allowed me to sleep and manage my pain and back spasms and allowed my mind to shut down so I could sleep. No prescription highly addictive drugs given to me by doctors have been nearly as effective as weed. I went through no withdrawal from marijuana, and I am still an advocate. I just use too much. 4 ounces a week doesn't take into account hash and keef concentrates used as well." Okay. Well, there you go. In fact, you know, Ralphie, we could argue that your marijuana use might have actually prolonged your fragile health and staved off pneumonia longer than going without. Well, regardless, a quarter pound a week plus hash and dabs, probably not a good idea for you or most anyone. And if you're dealing with a near-fatal bout of pneumonia, sure, you should take a break from smoking anything. But Ralphie, please, don't be trumpeting out, "Weed nearly killed me," or "it caused estrogen levels to rise." There's no reason, if you're going to be an advocate, to be parroting some of the talking points of the reefer mad establishment. All right, we're going to take this into hour two. I'm sure Ganja John's got a lot of things to say on this subject, so we'll take that into hour two. And take your calls at 971-533-7111 for Ganja John, Wiz Khalifa, and Cannabis Carry. I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Take it on one more time. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it.